Hey friends, welcome to Unpolished But Called, Episode 7, When Faith Feels Like Folding Laundry. I'm Catherine Schaefer, Canadian author, Christ follower, and professional overthinker of everything holy and ordinary. This podcast is where we unpack the beautiful mess of faith with equal parts scripture and sarcasm. If you're new here, this is not the place for polished theology or perfect answers. This is where we meet God in real life chaos and hopefully laugh a little while we're at it. So some days, faith feels like a sunrise. You wake up with hope in your lungs and joy in your coffee. You read your Bible and the verse jumps off the page like it's been stalking your life story. You pray and feel a wave of peace that settles you before the chaos kicks in. It's like heaven opened up a moment and gave you a divine high five. Other days, though, faith feels like folding laundry. The same repetitive tasks. The same unanswered prayers. The same emotional socks missing their spiritual twins. You keep showing up, but it doesn't feel like revival. It feels like routine. Like trudging through holy ground with a mismatched pair of socks and a load of spiritual lint in your heart. And if you're anything like me, those are the days that stretch you, shape you, and mess with your theology in a way that no church service ever could. When I came to faith, I thought it would feel more exciting than this. I genuinely expected more glitter. Not literal glitter, although, let's be honest, I don't think I'd complain. I thought there'd be some sort of transformation montage like in the movies. One moment I'd be this hot mess express, and the next I'd be glowing with spiritual maturity, possibly with a wind machine gently blowing my hair back while I whispered scripture under my breath like a Christian Gandalf. But instead, I got laundry and dishes. And awkward prayers that sound more like a voicemail message than conversations with the God of the universe. It wasn't glamorous, and that confused me. There's something deeply spiritual about the ordinary, but nobody tells you that when you're flipping through Instagram and every second post is someone's mountaintop moment with God. They're standing on a literal mountain with arms lifted and sun flares, and the caption says something poetic like, "He meets me here," which is beautiful, but what if he meets you in the hallway between the laundry room and the kitchen, where you just stepped on a Lego and nearly lost your salvation? What if he meets you when you're throwing a load of towels into the washer while talking to him under your breath, because if you don't, you'll scream? The spiritual life isn't built in the mountain moments. It's built in the folding, in the small, faithful acts that nobody sees, in the repetition, the chores, the thankless errands, the whispered prayers that sound more like, "Please help me not to lose it today," than "Thy will be done." And that's okay, because that's real. And God, He's in the real. I remember praying one morning, if you could call it that. I'd overslept, again. The kids had cereal for dinner the night before, and the dishes were still in the sink, judging me like ceramic Pharisees. I was trying to be spiritual and start my day with the Lord, but all I managed to mumble was, "God, help. Amen." That was it. Two words. And wouldn't you know it? That was one of the most honest prayers I'd ever prayed. There were no flowery words, no rehearsed lines, just raw need. And I think God likes that. Some of the strongest moments of faith aren't loud. They're not in the spotlight. They're in the quiet determination to keep going. To keep praying when nothing's changing. To keep showing up when it doesn't feel holy. To keep loving people who don't even notice. To keep folding the laundry, even when no one thanks you. And that's what I mean when I say faith feels like folding laundry. Because it's repetitive, it's humbling, it's full of socks that never match, but it's where we show up. It's where our obedience gets shaped. Not because it feels good, but because we've decided that God is still worth following, even when we don't feel Him as clearly as we want to. That's the work of faith. I used to think faith would feel like a motivational movie soundtrack. You know the kind. Cue the music, the rising crescendo, the final push to victory. But most days, it feels like white noise, like the sound of the dryer going, like background hum. And that used to bother me until I realized that God often moves in the hum, in the in-between, in the just doing what needs doing seasons that aren't flashy, but are faithful. And you know what else? I've learned that being faithful in the laundry seasons of life is what builds spiritual muscle. Not in the emotional highs, but in the decision to keep folding when nobody sees. When the dryer eats another sock, and the kids are arguing, and you haven't had a moment alone since, well, since the last time the power went out and your phone died, and even then someone needed a snack. That's when your faith gets real. I started talking to God in the laundry room, not in a set-aside time for deep intercessions kind of way. More like, if I don't talk to you while I'm doing this, I'll start spiraling kind of way. I'd mutter things like, Lord, help me be patient today. Or, can you just, I don't know, help? And slowly, something changed. Not overnight, not dramatically, but gradually. The laundry room became my chapel. The folding became my offering. The moments I used to resent became the places where I met God most often. There's a beautiful verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. For a long time, I thought that meant I had to be on my knees, 24/7, eyes closed, hands folded, speaking in King James English. But now, I think it looks more like an ongoing conversation, like muttering, Lord, give me strength, when you're cleaning up the juice spill on the couch, or saying, thank you, under your breath, when you finally find the matching sock, or even just breathing in and knowing He's near. That's unceasing. That's worship too. I don't know who decided that faith had to be dramatic. Maybe it's the culture. Maybe it's the movies. But I think we do a disservice to each other when we act like faith only counts if it's Instagram worthy. Because the truth is, some of the holiest people I know are the ones nobody sees. The woman who prays while folding laundry. The man who goes to work every day to provide for his family, even when he's tired. The grandma who kneels by her bed every night and whispers her grandchildren's names, even though they never call. That's the kind of faith that holds the world together. When I think about Jesus, I'm struck by how ordinary his life was for most of it. 30 years of obscurity. No miracles, no sermons, just faithful living, working, walking, laughing, helping, folding life into something sacred before the spotlight ever hit. And when his ministry finally began, it wasn't marked by showiness, it was marked by service, foot washing, storytelling, touching the untouchable. It wasn't flashy, but it was faithful. And that's the invitation for us, not to be impressive, not to sparkle, but to be faithful in the small, to fold the laundry of our lives with grace, to talk to God while we do it, to believe that He sees and honors those moments even when no one else does. Because the sacred isn't somewhere far away. It's here. It's now. It's in the socks and the spills and the sighs. It's in your whispered prayers and your tired hands. It's in your willingness to keep showing up. So, if your faith feels small today, if it feels like folding laundry, take heart. You're not missing it. You're living it. God is here in the spin cycle. And he's smiling at the faith that keeps folding anyways. So thanks for folding your faith with me today, friends. If this episode made you laugh, cry, or feel a little less alone in your sock folding spiritual journey, go ahead and share it with someone who needs a reminder that ordinary doesn't mean unimportant. And hey, don't forget to subscribe to Unpolished by Called so you never miss an episode. We've got plenty more sacred chaos to unpack together. If you're loving what you hear, leave a review, preferably 5 stars, unless you're the missing sock, in which case, no judgment. It helps more than you know. You can also connect with me over on Instagram at Katherine Schaefer or at KatherineSchaefer.com because holy conversations deserve snacks, sarcasm, and real connection. So until next time, remember, God isn't waiting for you to get it all together. He's already with you in the mess. Mismatched socks and all. Keep going. You're more faithful than you think.